Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Matt Gazda, chairman of the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade Committee, and welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Matt, we've discussed the Halloween parade several times in the past, but I think this year, I don't think anyone's been untouched by the ever-changing situations of COVID-19 and plan, replan, and replan. And I guess, just asking you, it probably hasn't been any different for you trying to get this year's Halloween parade put together, has it?
No different. A lot of the surrounding towns that have a Halloween parade have canceled. We just felt that we wanted to do something in return. So at first we wanted to get it approved by the health department, of course. And they kind of said, yeah, you can have a stationary parade. We did push for a mini parade, a movable mini parade, but it got kind of voted down because of the crowd. They've been there. There could be up to 3,000 to 5,000 people there. And we did not want to spread COVID-19, if that was the case. It looked bad because we're trying to eradicate polio as kind of our main goal of Rotary. So we did settle on it. It's going to be a beautiful stationary drive-through parade. And the Rotarians will be delivering candy to the car, plus all the participants in the parade.
Matt, what we might do then is, if you would, the parade coming up October 25th, and sort of will you lead us through exactly, as you started to describe, exactly what will be happening for the parade, the time, and how people will go about experiencing what you have this year?
Once again, the parade will start October 25th, Sunday, at 3 o'clock. We'll have kind of our initial lineup with the police cars, the American Legion Color Guard, the Elks large flag carried by the Elks members, the wonderful Elks members, and from our beautiful Carmel Fire Department, we'll have their fire trucks there. They'll be handing out candy and everything else. We will have a car with the Grand Marshals, and I just wanted to point out that the theme for our parade is the Roaring Twenties. We felt we want to put some optimism, kind of like it was 100 years ago. And then we'll have our wonderful Rotary president, Heather Deneve. She'll be delivering candy also. And then, of course, our Royal King and Queen float, and their attendees will be there. And then we'll have the mayor delivering candy also. And at the end of the parade, all the Rotarians will be delivering candy to the spectators' vehicles. We do ask that all participants in the parade wear a mask and gloves if they're delivering candy, and wear masks just for being around the crowd there.
For many, many years, the parade has come down Route 4, North Broad, from the plaza area towards the gazebo on the Carlinville Square. But this year, when people come to see this, maybe just in case there's any questions, where will they actually travel to experience this year's parade, and sort of how will they maneuver?
We're going to the original spot where we take off from the parade is the Carlinville Plaza. We are going to continue that tradition. It will start the entrance of the plaza where the new Carnival Plaza sign is. It'll bend around the curve right in front of the old Rural King building. That will be the start of the parade. And then we'll exit out. It'll curve around a road that exits out in between the public health building. But we'll have it kind of lined out, and everyone will know.
And the parade, as you said, starts at 3. Do we have a stop time for this year's event, since it won't be coming to the people? The people will be coming to it sort of if people want to arrive, what's the time frame?
The time frame is 3 till 5. It'll end at 5 o'clock.
All right. And I guess, as you said, it's planning and everything. There may be still some changes. One never knows with COVID. And those can be kept up to date. I guess we can have reports on the radio if there's something that changes. And you'll also, I understand, you'll have a Facebook page that people can check in on?
Yeah, Facebook page will be put up through Paula Robinson, and she'll be updating that Facebook page pretty often. We recently had an article in the newspaper also that came out Thursday. Yeah, we'll keep you updated.
Matt, thank you for joining us today to talk about the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade on around Macoupin County.
Can I add a couple things?
Sure.
Just want to kind of give you the names of the Grand Marshals. Since we're doing the Roaring Twenties, we're going to have Rebecca Bernhardt and Becky Root as the Grand Marshals. They're going to come as flappers. And alongside with them, we're going to have the 20s icon Babe Ruth and Charlie Chaplin. And we just wanted to wish everyone that participates or goes through the parade just to practice social distancing and keep everyone safe. But it's going to be a wonderful event. I hope everyone could come and join. And we will have the police doing traffic control. We're very optimistic of having a pretty good showing.
Again, Matt, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.